Please stop accusing him of keeping his promise. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president is again upset at the news media, this time because of the coverage of his Friday night executive orders on immigration. Now, everybody knows that during the campaign, Donald Trump promised this.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
But as the demonstrations began to spread at airports over the weekend, and as we started to hear the stories of families being separated, the president released a statement on Facebook which said, quote, "To be clear, this is not a Muslim ban, as the media is falsely reporting. This is not about religion. This is about terror and keeping our country safe. There are over 40 different countries worldwide that are majority Muslim that are not affected by this order," unquote. And Kellyanne Conway backed that up, saying that only a tiny number of foreign travelers were affected at all.
You're talking about 300 and some who have been detained or are prevented from gaining access to an aircraft in their home countries and must stay for now. That's 1%.
And so, and I know this isn't usual. I know we've never before seen a president who wants us to stop leaping to the conclusion that he is keeping one of his bigger promises. But in this case, he wants you to understand that no, he is not keeping his promise here. Although I will say that if this is the way the rollout goes when you're not keeping a promise, I'm a little worried about what's going to happen when you actually do.
It's working out very nicely.
Well, in that case, never mind. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.